Here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to talk some draft here with you. How about an NFL draft big board report on your home of the Cowboys? Will McClay says the strengths of the 2025 draft align with the team's weaknesses, saying the draft is strong at defensive line and running back.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so both of which are needed in Dallas. To what extent? Let's discuss it live at the Omni in Frisco, brought to you by our friends at Stella Artois. Come on by, crack some coldies, maybe hang out on the couch. I mean, hotel lobby is just a great place to hang out, on, especially on a Friday with the sun shining out there. The Dallas Open, and just right next door, I mean, you're right smack dab to the Cowboys' process of finding a new offensive coordinator, which could break at any time. Clayton Adams,
yeah.
It might be the most triumphant celebration we've had live on the air since the Mavs traded for Kristaps Porzingis 4 or 5 years ago. It was kind of ill-fated.
Yeah, it's going to get real buck wild in here when we break the Clayton Adams hired as Cowboys OC news. Broadus, you should text the powers that be there with the Cowboys and just say, hey, when you guys get this deal finalized, have our guy Clayton over here get a Stella or two. Come kick it with us. A little what you drinking, what you thinking. He's thinking he just got a new gig, new promotion.
Yes.
He's going to be ready to booze.
If you are cracking him, coming up at 5:20, we'll be looking for your phone calls. Okay, so maybe set a reminder, something like that. That'd be a good idea. You don't want to miss your opportunity to call in and tell us what you're drinking and what you are thinking. And, I know Clayton Adams is one of those names that maybe not a lot of Cowboys fans were familiar with. We got news?
It's done.
Let's go.
It's done.
All right.
Are you serious? Is this?
Who broke
are you being
it?
Real right now?
Ian Rappaport. I literally just texted. I'll see if I can confirm it.
Hey, yeah. let's get the victory beers in order. Send the text now. We got the Stella. Bring them on over here. I'm sure Jerry wants them to be drinking that Miller Lite, but it's a Stella. Football Friday here at the Omni with the Nation.
That is right. And if Rap Sheet is breaking it, you can lock that in.
Wow, boys, this is great.
Clayton Adams, I'm trying to get that confirmed.
I'm working on it right now.
Okay.
This is the best move of the offseason. I don't care what happens next.
Yeah, I mean, tell us why, Chief, just for anybody that's tuned in. I think, again, Clayton Adams isn't one of those names that a lot of Cowboys fans were familiar with in the lead-up to this process, but over the last couple of days we've been talking about him and, being one of those guys that might be able to bring Schottenheimer's vision of a dominant running game into reality here for America's team.
Yeah, this is a guy who's been there, done that with the Cardinals over the last two seasons. He's been bouncing around in college football for some years, Stanford, Colorado. He played at Boise State, and now he's been with the Cardinals as their O-line coach and run game coordinator. He gets credited for being the architect behind one of the most impressive rushing attacks in the NFL over the last couple of years, getting it done with average to slightly above average offensive linemen, overcoming injuries to the offensive line, and still giving up the fifth least amount of sacks this past season, third least amount of pressures this season. And over the last 2 years since he's been their O-line coach, they're third in rushing yards, only behind Philadelphia and Baltimore, second in yards per carry, and this is a guy who's got a diverse rushing attack. He's coached tight ends before, running backs and offensive line. He's well-rounded. This is the guy you want to come implement what we've been talking about for years here, which is just a consistent, bona fide, week-in, week-out rushing attack that doesn't depend on having Hall of Fame talent on the offensive line and in the backfield, a guy who's getting it done with James Conner and a really average offensive line.
And if you're the Cowboys and Shotty wants to bring in shifts and splits and motions, but your players...
Condensed offense, too.
Condensed offense.
Yeah.
You need guys that have a mastery on the angles and how to coach all of those different techniques, especially with players that, A, aren't that familiar with it, and B, as they've tried over the last couple of years to add motion to the running game, it's fizzled. You can't afford that. You cannot afford an offseason of investing in teaching in that and then not be more efficient on the ground than you were with a more traditional approach. So
this gives you the opportunity to have a more sustained rushing attack than just snapping your fingers and getting a superstar running back in the backfield and keeping things status quo with a McCarthy kind of offense or anything Schottenheimer's really done throughout the course of his career. This gives you the opportunity to say, hey, our star running back got hurt this week. Oh, no, does everything come crashing down? Or our best offensive lineman's out for this game. Oh, no, does everything come crashing down? No, this is a guy that can sustain you with an awesome, awesome run. rushing attack that's diverse, and the personnel groupings and all of it are just awesome.
Which is a good segue into, you know, the content of which I teased. Will McClay talking that the strengths of the draft align with their needs, and then talking about defensive linemen and running backs. What does that mean for the 12th pick, for the 44th pick, Brian? Do you think they're leaning in that direction? Would you like a defensive lineman at 12 and a runner at 44 if that's what they decided to do?
Yeah, the I think it's easier to get the runner at 44 than in the past. And I think the quality of the runner at 44. I was interested in the mock draft yesterday that we did. I was hoping that we passed on the running back and saw all the way to the third round what was available. You know, let's take this thing all the way to the third and let's see how much do we really like the guy that's on that board as compared to the others. So, Will's absolutely right. The running back's very deep. The defensive tackle room, especially those one technique guys. Now, depending on what you think, but it's, like I say, it's going to set up for them pretty well. If they pass on Ginty, they've got so many needs. They can go a lot of different directions. The wide receivers fit. Everything kind of fits for them right there. But, you know, I'm excited about the Adams hire. I really am, because I feel like he brings an element of toughness. And just listening to people who's worked with him before, how intense, how committed, you know, how he's able to coach both the veterans and rookies and get the absolute most out of them. So very, very excited about that aspect of it.
Yeah, I'm excited to see where this run game goes here, really. Yeah. You know, the scheme and the player. You know, it feels like maybe a major facelift coming to your scheme and possibly your personnel. But that's interesting. You know, you're talking about the strength of a draft. Maybe that suggests we can not take this position, in the first round because we're going to have multiple chances.
Yeah, your coach will probably make up for maybe some of the, you know, if you feel like you got a strong coach, you might feel like, well, we could take a guy in the second or third round and be okay because this guy is going to make it work. You said it earlier, though, Dawson. Man, they keep throwing stuff at this offensive line. You know, they've thrown picks at this offensive line. They threw a first-round pick at this offensive line last year.
Yeah.
You know, and so it needs to, they need to get back on that train, but I'm totally with you on this about how having to help Dak with the running game, and then, you know, whether it's a quality back or one of these offensive tackles. I'd love for it to be Josh Simmons. If they're going to look for and he's there, I would love for them to be able to pick him at 12. I think that would be an outstanding pick.
Do you need a home run hitter at running back? I mean, with
this is a really good group, and you've got some guys. You've got some guys that are home run hitters. Some of the home run hitters in this draft will need somebody else to come along with them and share the load.
Short yardage and pass pro.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, the one thing that I really love about, say, a guy like Henderson from Ohio State is there are some complete back elements to his game. The running, the finisher, we saw it in the playoffs. His ability, where scouts marvel at him, is his ability to pass block. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is one of those guys that sets up, stays square. Now, pass block, but you could also throw him the ball, and he's going to make plays. You know, we've seen him be able to do that as well in this playoff stuff. So, you know, if you don't get a Ginty, there are guys that you could be clearly, you should be very happy that you have the opportunity to potentially pick one of those guys.
Again, to reset the breaking news here, the Cowboys have a new offensive coordinator to go with Brian Schottenheimer. Rap Sheet and Mike Garofolo, I believe, kind of get the credit for this. I saw
Fowler as well. Okay. Jeremy Fowler, ESPN.
Yeah, I reached in to try and confirm it with some people in the organization. Let's see if they get back to us here, make sure that's good.
But I said about it at the top of the show, Tolos, are you willing to maybe reconsider your position on what this front office and Schottenheimer have done so far? I mean, I know no games have been played. There's a lot of negative momentum. Free agency is coming up, and it might very well turn out to be another downer. But, you know, we're seeing this team take steps in reinventing itself offensively, you know, bringing in the kind of coaches that can, you know, not only conceptualize but execute the teaching and the game plan to bring some of these principles to life. And, you know, kind of for the first time turning away from, you know, traditional offense in a meaningful way. They try to do it with Kellen Moore early on in his career as offensive coordinator. Even when Jason Garrett was around, it looked like it might be shaping into form, you know, the kind of offense that, that brings excitement and creativity and added efficiency. But as that season went on and the schedule got tougher, it got, you know, the truth started getting told about, you know, what Kellen Moore's intentions were, and then his stops with the Chargers and Eagles, you know, have confirmed exactly that the Cowboys were off. And I just hope that this is, you know, we heard a couple of days ago Will McClay say, I was involved in the entire coaching process and I was in on those interviews and it was important for me to be here. Is that the Joneses is saying, man, we need to get a little bit more hands-off, get Will McClay more involved, get Schottenheimer more involved.
Yeah.
And the next steps after that are them finally, you know, bringing in the kind of assistant coaches we've been asking for over a half decade here on The Fan, Brian.
Yeah, and just I got it confirmed. Just got a text message. So, yes, in fact, you know, hey, those national guys do a hell of a job, so it was probably going to be that way. But, yeah, somebody from the organization just said, yeah, we've agreed to terms with Adam. So, off and running. Here we go.
The top six most efficient running teams all made the playoffs. You look at, you know, conference championship weekend. It was dominated by teams with very successful rushing attacks. In the divisional rounds, three of the four winning quarterbacks did not even throw for 200 yards. You know, so it's not only a reflection that, hey, our quarterback's getting older. He can't do the running for us anymore. We need to protect him with a great running game. But it's getting in line with where the trends have taken us. And for the last two decades, defenses have pursued, how do we stop the big plays? Finally, they came upon a formula, which involved a massive defensive tackle who could stop the run in base, really, really speedy linebackers who could cover and rally to the football at the same time. And in 2023, defenses got the upper hand. In 2024, offense struck back by running the football really, really well. And it was sort of a renaissance, a resurgence. And here, you know, sure, it's not the exact time. You should have moved on last year and pivoted towards this. You shouldn't have let Mike McCarthy, you know, continue to be the head of this offensive snake that, you know, passed it way too much still. But, you know, I think this is them saying, listen, we have seen under Jason Garrett, Kellen Moore, and Mike McCarthy now how far Dak Prescott can take us.
Right.
And it's the wild card or divisional round if we want a high volume of passing attempts per game. We need to get serious about running this football. And I think Schottenheimer was step one, as painful as it was, you know. I mean, you talk about absolute crickets and getting laughed at, you know. But if step two and is Clayton Adams and he's bringing to the table what we think he is, I think this is a significant offseason of change for the first time in a long time for these Cowboys in the right direction. So this is a lot of fun. Okay, coming up at 5 o'clock, in addition to the finest, coming up at 4:40, Troy Aikman's thoughts on what should be involved in a deep dive of this organization's shortcomings. Maybe this is the first evidence they did a deep dive. They looked at the man in the mirror, you know, and they said, we need some help in figuring out, you know, which way to pivot this thing. I love it. Okay, top 10 at 4:20 is coming up next, Chief. Where are you taking it?
We're going to honor Saquon Barkley, Broadus, and the year that he's had. I have the top 10 most impactful post-free agency seasons ever. Is Saquon's the most impactful post-free agency season? Who is? Top 10 next in the nation.